Dear friends, have you ever been surprised suddenly at the grocery store when someone calls your name out and you're unprepared? Imagine being away on a long trip and coming back from that long trip, having spent time on the airplane and perhaps the taxi cab, and finally getting home, but needing to go to the grocery store to just get a few items to get through the next few days. You don't have decent clothes on. You're kind of the motive is to go incognito to the store so no one sees you, to sneak in the aisle and then rush through the checkout stand and get back home. And then as you're in the aisle, Martha, you're back from vacation. And it's a moment of self-realization. You look down at your clothes and you realize your face isn't put on. And wow, you don't look so good. It's that moment of self-realization. You like to meet people and talk to people at the store, but not in that moment. You're just trying to sneak in and sneak out. Ever been surprised like that at the grocery store? Well, tonight we are finding a person that's having that kind of experience in Peter. He's caught, exposed. And so that's one of the pictures that we get from Luke chapter 22, but in our message tonight, we also want to take home another picture that we see here in Luke 22, and that is the picture of Jesus and the love that he pours out upon Peter, just in this brief little moment in which Peter is caught. Well, let's take a deeper look at the picture of Peter, this caught in the moment in the grocery store look that he has. His denial of Jesus happens in stages. It's almost like a crack in the concrete of the house, the foundation of the house. You know, that crack starts, and then it never, does a crack ever not spread? No, it spreads. And as it gets deeper and deeper, the foundation of the house can even get ruined. Well, that's Peter's denial. It starts with a little. It starts with a little question from a girl, a slave girl, a servant girl. She says this: Peter was with Jesus. The implication is that he's had a relationship with Jesus, and Peter denies it, and says, "No, that's not possible. See, that's a crack. There's a crack here, and with all cracks, they grow and get bigger." The next question, or the next statement by another person, he poses this, and the implication's deeper. His tie to Jesus is deeper. And I kind of translate it myself. He says, he's one of Jesus' disciples. He's one of them. What he's inferring here with that statement is that Peter is a learner of Jesus. In other words, he's studied Jesus' words. The implication's deep here. Not just that he has a relationship. He studied under Jesus. Peter denies it. The crack grows deeper. They always do. And finally, the last indication here is that he is a Galilean. This is a deeper implication here. In other words, he was involved in Jesus' ministry. Perhaps even Peter healed people or prayed in Jesus' name. Peter denies it. And at this point, the foundation is completely lost. Peter's no longer the person that he claimed once to be, a follower of Jesus. Well, think back to that moment in the store. Hey, Martha, welcome back from vacation. That's Peter here in Luke chapter 22. Caught in that moment of denying Jesus. And here's that moment. It's described in verses 60 and 61. I just kind of bring them back up here. Immediately while Peter was speaking, the rooster crowed. Kind of like that voice in the supermarket. Hello! You're there. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Peter had told Jesus that he would follow him all the way to death. Peter had told Jesus that he would actually go to prison for his name. And then instead, Peter denies Jesus. There's two parts of denying Jesus. One is to when we're put on the spot, and we say, oh, someone says, do you believe in Jesus? And we say no. But there's another way to not deny Jesus. It hasn't happened to me all that often where someone's put me on the spot and said, do you believe in Jesus? And the spotlight's put on me. That's happened a few times. But this has happened. where I have tried to rely on my own strength and my own will to get through life. That too is a denial of Jesus, a denial of his work in my life and the power he has to save me. See, that's part of Peter's denial here. It can happen to all of us. I could say, I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for 10 years. I'm completely fine. I've worked my way into God's good graces. It's by my power. Or someone could say, I've gone to Sunday school for so many years. I'm in God's favor. But you see how this works with denial. It's not just saying it in front of everyone. It's when we rely on our own strength and power to get through life. That's when a crack starts. And as soon as there's a crack, it grows. And sooner or later, the foundation that we're on completely crumbles. Just like Peter. But there's another picture that we want to take away tonight, and it's the key one, and that is Jesus and his passion and love. See, while Peter is denying, Jesus continues to be Lord. Jesus continues to be the one who will forgive sins and go on to the cross. And the message here is this. Our salvation is not dependent on what we say and do. Our salvation is dependent on what Jesus says and what he has done. The forgiveness that we receive is not based on what we say and what we do and the juicy words that we put together. Our forgiveness is on what Jesus has said, what Jesus has done for us. The irony is that while Peter goes off in the corner and cries like a baby, Jesus goes to the cross to pay for Peter's sins. Jesus knows Peter better than Peter knows himself. That's incredible. And you know what? The same is true for each one of us. Jesus knows our faults. Jesus knows the moments in which we rely on our own strength and our own merit. He knows when we are going to fail. Yet Jesus still goes to the cross for each one of us. See, we're saved not because of the amazing things we do and the things that we do in this life to get through the tough times. We're saved because of what Jesus has done for us. I know I've shared this illustration before at Peace, but I wanted to bring it up again because it really highlights this truth. The reason why our salvation is significant in Christianity is because it's about Jesus, the object of our faith, not how much faith we have in our heart. Jesus. Consider this illustration. It's kind of funny, but it's very true. It's the way salvation is described in the Bible. Imagine a bear chasing after you with big claws and big teeth, a very scary situation. And you run from that bear, and you get to the edge of a cliff, and the bear is about 20 feet behind you. If you go off the cliff, you die. If you stand there, you're eaten by the bear. Not a good scenario. But right over the cliff, there's a little tree with a branch. Now, what matters in what I just described to you is not your ability to jump or my ability to have big muscles. What matters in that whole scenario that I just described is the branch. Will the branch hold me? Jesus is strong enough to hold us when we jump and we cling to him. And he keeps us safe both from falling and also from Satan who pursues us. Jesus is strong enough. So let's take away that picture of Jesus' love. It never changes. The foundations that we place our lives on change in life. Think of all the homes that maybe you have lived in. The typical pattern of home life works like this. We start off in a dorm in college, then we go from a dorm to an apartment maybe, then we buy a house. From a house we go to maybe a condo, from a condo to a retirement home, to the retirement home to a care facility, from the care facility to the grave, then a foundation, the final foundation is forever in God's kingdom. That's a lot of changes every single one of us will experience in life. But as we go through all those transitions, there's one thing that doesn't change in any of those. Jesus' love. So the next time you have that moment of self-realization and you feel exposed, kind of like Peter did, the key is not to rely on our own strength, but to look to Jesus. across the courtyard, he's looking at you. And he's looking at you out of love because he's going to the cross to pay for our sins. Trust in that love no matter what. Amen.